I want to see Blake with the soul patch this year. I think this is like a 1 month out of the year, you know, maybe summer. And you just go down to the soul patch. You know, you keep your face nice and cool.
Yes, and, a soul patch for summer, as they say.
That's, it's a good look.
Look, I'm looking at that bottom right one now with the mustache and soul patch. And I don't hate it, really. It looks...
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. Welcome back to PM in the AM, a comedy podcast for listeners of all ages. The show that contains the kind of humor to make you laugh out loud no matter where you're listening. Each week, we take a deep dive into some of the funniest, most dumb topics found on the internet. We share some news stories. We go over some hard-hitting questions. And we have some interesting debates. And we're going to definitely have some crazy news stories and some debates coming up later in this show. My name is Porter McNeely. I am joined by Blake Bushman, the spectacular host of this podcast. And Blake, the listeners want to know, everybody want to know, did you have a Merry Christmas?
Oh, absolutely. The merriest of the Christmases, really. I mean, how can you not? It's just, 'tis the season to be jolly, as they say, and jolly it was indeed. So I, big fan of the Christmas, and this one was great as always. How about yourself?
Yeah, no, it was a fantastic Christmas, you know, just getting to spend time with family, you know, just hang out around the home where I grew up and with my family. So, you know, that's always a spectacular time of the year. I mean, just like you said, it was amazing. So, yeah, we're going to be looking ahead to one of our personal favorite traditions that we started maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And that is, you know, setting New Year's resolutions in our style. And, you know, that's kind of a violent, potentially offensive style where we set them for each other. You know, nothing's off limits. We're just trying to make each other better men in 2024. You know, this is going to be a big year for us. So I've got some lofty aspirations for you coming up this year, Blake, and I hope you do as well.
Absolutely. I got a couple saved up for you that I think they're going to really benefit you. And that's really what these are about. ultimately, you know, we see the flaws in each other that us ourselves don't see. So we need to be called out sometimes. And, that's what this is about. I know it's, you've greatly helped me in the past, so I'm looking forward to seeing what you have in store for me this year.
Yeah. And, don't think I was slouching. You know, I've been working on this all week. As soon as I was like, oh, okay, what do we do next? Man, New Year's is rolling around. Perfect opportunity. So
I worked on this for about 20 minutes before when you said, hey, can you record? Then I thought about it. So we'll see if I nail it as well as the week planning that you had.
Yeah, well, knowing Blake, that's always when he is in his bag. If you ever give him, you know, a week to prepare for something, which he has discussed many a time on this podcast, his procrastination efforts, that's when he is at his best. If you give him time to prepare, if you give him, you know, a list of resources to use to prepare, it's all going to happen last minute anyway. So we're excited for that. We're going to be going over last year's to, you know, make sure that what's the right word here, that we are looking back on those, we're reflecting and making sure that we achieve those things. So yeah, really excited for that. But before we get into that, Blake, you have found some incredible news stories for the Ridiculous Roundup this week, and I am looking forward to it this time.
Yeah, absolutely. These are the things that the people need to know about, things that are happening right now in the world. And I'm going to start off with one here that I just think is hilarious. And this one says, cobra dies after being bit by an Indian boy. So we all know the age-old story of Indian boys being bitten by cobras and unfortunately, you know, passing away. And this one decided to go out and get some revenge, apparently.
I mean, this is amazing. This is an underdog story where the little guy comes out on top, like you said. I mean, there's probably been thousands upon thousands of, you know, innocent little children playing in their, playing outside their house in India, and these, you know, hooded, freaky snakes come up, and you know, they're one of the most venomous snakes, you know, real dangerous creatures. So shout out to this kid, you know, for slapping him in the face and taking one back for the little guy there, and Yeah, that's inspirational.
I know you hate snakes, so this one really must sit well with you. So, Porter, lesson learned here, and this goes out to all of our listeners. If you ever come face-to-face with a cobra, and it's either you or him, bite it. Apparently that it works. I'll tell you exactly what happened with this wee little lad out of India. Because apparently the snake, whatever happened, it got kind of wrapped up around his hand. And apparently it did bite him. And so he was trying to shake it, get it off, and it wouldn't come off. And so he apparently just bit into it real hard 2 times. And it went off, apparently bled out. And the kid was taken to the hospital and was given the anti-venom stuff. And so he's all right. He's doing okay. The snake, on the other hand, is not. There is no anti-venom for bleeding out, as far as we know.
Wow, what kind of courage would it take to actually bite into a live snake? Yeah. I mean, you're like exposing your neck at that point. You know, if you're going in for a bite, I mean, that's probably your most vulnerable spot. I mean, that's terrifying. Shout out to this kid. Because
step number one, that I would as possible. This kid was like, no, let me go after this thing. I got some choppers.
I have to imagine this kid, you know, has siblings and is an experienced biter, you know. I don't know about you, Blake, but you know, there was a time when I was a kid, I was practicing my biting on my siblings, and that's why you practice. You got to be prepared. You don't know when a cobra or another life-threatening snake is going to, you know, lay its fangs into you, and you're going to need to bite that thing in an artery so it bleeds out. I mean, I don't even know if they have arteries. But shout out to that kid. That is an excellent move.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to him. And I'm grateful that now we all know how to take care of ourselves around snakes. And speaking of biting, this other one, I just want to go back. And a few weeks ago, if you remember, we talked about moths being found in something sold by Tesco. Stuffing, I believe is what it was, right? Uh-huh. It was during Thanksgiving. And Tesco is back at it again. Because now Tesco has a recall on baked beans because they may contain rubber balls.
What are they doing at this factory, Blake?
Dude, this factory is run by just absolute clowns, apparently. These guys, they got rubber balls in their beans, they got moths in their stuffing. Remind me to never eat anything that Tesco makes ever again, because they obviously have no sort of safety control that goes into what gets packaged into these.
I like to imagine, you know, kind of when you think of a factory, I think of like an old movie where they have a balcony and there's some guy in a suit that runs the show. He was standing up there watching all the factory workers, you know, canning beans, when he opened a giant thing of bouncy balls, you know, an industrial size package of 45,000 bouncy balls, and they accidentally fell over the railing. I mean, how else could you get balls
into the only other thing beans? I can think of is if on the same factory line they do two things: they manufacture beans and bouncy balls at the same time. Like, that's I can't imagine. Apparently, to be fair, I'm pretty sure they said that these rubber balls are small. They're like 2-3 centimeters in diameter, so about the size of a bean, to be fair.
So do we which think makes that it, maybe they were serving rubber beans?
So that's what we caught? Don't know. Yeah, because there's a chance they've been doing this for years, and we're just now finding out about it. Have you ever bitten into a bean and it was real chewy? Well, odds are it was rubber. So we don't know exactly what happened. The thing that's worse about this to me is that now when I pour out my can of baked beans, I'm not going to look in it and say, oh, hey, that's a bouncy ball. I'm going to look at it and be like, yeah, that's okay, those are beans. And then I'm going to eat it and I'm going to be munching on some rubber.
Ooh.
Like, this is way worse to me. So,
I mean, yeah, at least the moth, you're probably never going to know, right? Like, unless you see it, it's just going to be blended in. There's no shot.
Yeah, unless it's live. And you open up the package and it starts flying away. Like a crippled butterfly, like they are.
Definitely is a possibility. I think they lay eggs. So, I mean, definitely, you could open it and there's like hatchlings flying out of there. So, also terrifying. But I just got to say, you know, maybe some of our listeners didn't have the best Christmas. Maybe it was holidays are hard for you. And I want to point out that, you know, you might be going through a rough time, but you're not going through as hard of a time as the PR director at Tesco. So, I mean, if you're feeling down, just remember that that man has had to deal with a moth and a bouncy ball scandal in back-to-back weeks in different products, same company. Yeah. And, I mean, hopefully he just ends up quitting, because I can't imagine he was having a very good Christmas when he finally got the moth thing settled. You know, probably had to answer so many questions and had to recall so many boxes of stuffing, and then to go right into another scandal, you just got to feel for this guy.
Yeah, PR and whoever is running the lines at that factory, they have been going through it this holiday season. So we know it's hard for a lot of people. Those guys had to be rough.
No, I can't say I will ever. I never knew of Tesco before, you know, about a month ago, and I can't say I will ever purchase any of their products. So I mean, I'm glad we are able to uncover these hard hitting stories on the show you know, help the consumers stay away from that danger.
Yeah, absolutely, because that's not what we want to get into. And I believe you found a story as well for us this week. Oh, is that correct?
I did. I don't have it pulled up here. You know, that's my bad. But there was a California woman, Blake, driving under the influence of alcohol, and she ran into the billboard. You know how we got these billboards with screens? So they say, like, don't drive drunk, have a Merry Christmas, whatever. She ran into that billboard while driving drunk. And I mean, just the irony there. I mean, I think she was okay. I didn't really get into the story too much. Part of me really hopes
that what happened when she crashed, she covered up the don't part. You know, if this is a big billboard, she hit into it and covered up the don't. So it's just a wrecked car. And then next to it, it says, drunk driving or drink and drive. I mean, that would really get the message through to me if I saw a car just smashed into the side of a billboard that said drink and drive. I'd be like, oh, that's what happened? Okay.
Maybe we got to start like a reverse ad campaign, you know, like the old cigarette commercials where it was like, you want that cigarette? And then it just zooms down lungs that are just absolutely filthy. Like, you want to drink and drive? You think it's so cool? And then there's just a car just smashed into a billboard. Yeah.
Can this lady become the Tammy the Smoker of drinking and driving? What is her name?
Terry.
Terry the Smoker. Yeah. Can we get her on there? It's like, I used to drink and drive, and then I ran into a billboard on Christmas.
I mean, I think... I don't think she would have the hole in her throat, but well, I do.
Let's give her one. That really added to it.
No, you're on the right track, but I think, you know, maybe we would have, you know, some deformities from the accident. You know, some physical.
It's gonna have to be like the Stephen Hawking, where that he has the computer talking for him. Like she lost her ability to speak from the accident, and so then it's like. Type, 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 type. I used to drink and drive. And then, if we can get that, that scares some kids away from drinking, for sure.
I mean, Stephen Hawking scared me away from science, that's for sure. It worked on me. I saw that man talking through a computer, and I was like, why would you ever pursue, you know, learning physics? Because look what happens to you. So yeah, for sure. If I see that for drinking and driving, I mean... Not that I'm one to participate, but I think the world would be a better place if we could eliminate that. Yeah. So I think I think we're on to something good there.
Yeah, absolutely. Drive safe, especially this holiday season. And if you don't, remember, you'll be talking like a computer. So, yeah.
But you know, speaking on that and the changes, you know, that hopefully she can make that change. That has to be, you know, a message to you. You hit the drunk driving billboard while drunk. So hopefully she's able to receive that message that she's got to make a change. And in 2024, you know, hopefully that's her number one resolution. And Blake, with that being said, let's get into some of our resolutions. You know, we come up with them for each other. We're trying to make each other better. And let's just go over the one I set for you that I remember off the top of the head is that I wanted you to play more video games. I thought you should become a video game streamer. And that way you would be utilizing the time you spend on video games to earn a little side hustle. I don't think you streamed anything this year, but I do think you gamed. And I think it was a good hobby for you, even though, the boys kind of left you dry this year, including myself.
Yeah.
But how did that resolution go for you this year?
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about streaming, extraordinarily poorly. I probably played less this year than I did last. So all in that, I think I actually worsened on that one. So I'll have to really get back into it this year, hit that grind hard. I'll find a way to get the boys back on because I think that really, really hurt me on that one. So as soon as we can get that going, we'll get that streaming thing off the ground for sure.
Oh yeah. I mean, the conversations had would be the good stuff. The gameplay would be horrible, that's for
Right,
sure.
yeah, that's what
Would not be worth watching.
That's perfect. I'm trying to find mine here that I gave you, scrolling back through the archives here. But I do believe that one I gave you was to quit your job and embrace the stay-at-home husband life. As far as I know, you got a new job, actually.
I
So,
did get a new job.
yeah,
So
we're not.
I did quit that other job. So technically, I
Okay.
followed through.
50%. We'll take it. We'll
Yeah. I
take
think there was
it.
like 2 weeks in between jobs where, I was embracing that stay-at-home husband life, and it was really nice. You were not leading me astray. You were telling the truth. That would be a good fit for me. But, had to further my career opportunities and accept a new gig and hopefully move forward.
All
But
right. Well, I think, I'm excited to hear what you got for me this year, and I think that we need to get into that. I'm excited about it. And what do you got for me this year?
well, number one, I've got three for you, Blake, and so let's get into the first one. And this is on a serious note. We've discussed this on many occasions, and I hope you know where I'm going with this, because after attending nearly every university in the state of Utah and accumulating, probably somewhere close to 300 credits, which is, 180 more credits than one would need to graduate with a simple bachelor's degree, you are coming up on potentially your final year of your undergraduate education. And so my first resolution for you in the year 2024, and I can feel the support from the Bushman family and everybody else behind you on this one. Everybody is just, right there with me saying, Blake, you need to graduate with your bachelor's degree in 2024. So hopefully that's a good resolution for you. I think that's the on track. I think that's the goal, right?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. The university likes to play games with me in terms of what classes they want to offer. So if all things go well, I mean, that would be ideal. But we're getting to the point now where they're taking classes away from me that I need to take and saying, "Oh no, you can actually only take that next year." So
Oh my gosh.
it might be some slim pickings and doing like two classes a semester, just taking what I can. Every class that I am able to, up to 18, 20, whatever, credit hours to crank this thing out. If I can, unfortunately, I think the school will limit me to about nine. So I'll do what I can.
Man, it sucks that they're holding you back after you've come this far.
Yeah, listen, I've given them enough money. I think they could cut a brother some slack, but we'll
Yeah.
see.
By the time you graduate, it's going to be like every one of the morning people is walking along that stage with you.
Yeah, look, I expect you all there with me because
That's been quite the journey.
it's been the whole state of Utah has essentially come with me on this thing as I've traveled from school to school. So, yeah, I appreciate that. I hope that I'm able to fulfill that one. That would be on my resolutions as well. And for you,
Dream
Porta,
come
if you
true.
remember a few years ago, I think this was the very first resolutions episode that we did. You told me something that was that I needed to get into sports gambling because obviously I am, well, the best at fantasy sports, especially fantasy football. And this
Okay,
year,
okay.
again, we were back in a league together. And listen, I'm going to be nice to you here. I would love to see you make it into the championship round. Obviously, that would have been ideal to have me against you. This week. That would have been phenomenal, but unfortunately it wasn't to be. What I want you to do, because for those obviously a lot of you aren't in our fantasy football league, millions of listeners here, most of you won't be able to make the cut. What you need to know is that fantasy football, if you're not familiar with it, you have a matchup head-to-head, players score you points, you win, you go throughout the season like regular. Porter managed somehow to score essentially the least amount of points in the league and ended up being ranked as the second best team going into the playoffs because he is the luckiest man alive and got the cupcake schedule, as I like to say. Managed to get the first round bye. You know, things were looking good for him, even though the advanced statistics on his team would beg to differ. And that's why I want you this year to get into sports gambling yourself, because you, sir, are the luckiest man I know, probably.
There were several weeks that came down to literally one play. There was a head-to-head matchup that I was going against Blake, and I won by, you know, less than like 3/10 of a point, which is just a razor thin margin. Like,
you
it
beat me by
happen.
0.09. It's engraved into my memory. I have nightmares about it. Yes, 0.09, which is not a lot. So
no, there was multiple weeks like that where, yeah, somehow, some way, I was living on a prayer. And I don't know if that's necessarily going to translate well if I was to gamble, because usually we did kind of a pick 'em where we'd pick the winners of the NFL games. And I think I was the worst. And I'm wondering if I need to translate that into motivational speaking, because what I did was I pumped up the boys. You know, I told them, go out there and give me just enough to win. You don't have to give me extra effort. We don't need to boat race anybody. We just need to get by. And that was the speech that got it done for me this year until this past week when I fell and lost in the playoffs. But yeah, you're good at that kind of stuff. I appreciate the resolution. Maybe it would work out if I could get extremely lucky, but I just don't see it, because every time I do, I'm like, no, this is going to go one way. You know, the Dallas Cowboys are finally going to be good. The complete opposite thing happens and they lose back-to-back games and look terrible.
Yeah, listen, all I know is that your luck was off the charts this year. And so just look into it, you know, test it, start small, test it and see, like, wow, I actually am the luckiest man alive. And then see what you
just
come
go
away
straight
with.
To Vegas, because I might just have to go big stakes one time. And just hopefully walk away with millions or something like that. All right, Blake, let's get into your next one. And this one comes after a lot of reflection of our previous episode where we had a listener-submitted audio from Mark. And you and him kind of had a debate. He likes running. You hate running. You liked swimming. Or didn't like swimming, but you swam. And so this year, I want to get you back in the pool. But I want to get you in the pool with the boys. And so I want you to join a men's synchronized swimming team. And I want you to, you know, get back to what you love, which is swimming. But I want you to have all those team aspects that Mark was kind of slandering swimming for. You know, he said you couldn't listen to music. You couldn't have that camaraderie of teamsmanship, whatever word that was supposed to be. That didn't come out right. But think about synchronized swimming. You got that artistic music, you got the little arms going up, you're kicking your legs up in the air. This is a perfect sport for you.
Now, did you just say autistic music?
I said artistic.
Okay, just making sure.
I'm not aware of that category, but I bet it's a really good one.
I was wondering if I was missing out on something. It sounds great.
I mean, I've seen it on your Spotify Wrapped. that was your top category.
I was really wondering if I hope somebody else heard that too, because that's 100% what
I mean,
came
maybe
across.
I did. I was trying to say artistic, but I could have had a slip of the
artistic
tongue,
man. I was wondering if maybe you meant acoustic. I wasn't sure. Artistic music, absolutely. Here's the problem with the synchronized swimming is that it's garbage. I actually have, I thought I was going to be able to get an early check mark off on the box, because I thought you were just going to say, get back into swimming, which funny no. enough, I already have. I went actually, this week I went to go, I grabbed the old goggles, the old jammer
Speedo.
For those who know, a jammer is, it's a Speedo with legs, essentially. It goes down to about, not your knees, but a little bit above. you know, it's a family-friendly Speedo, as we call it. Okay, we grabbed that and went on down to the old gym there with the pool, and I was getting ready to go. So I have gotten back into swimming itself. Now, synchronized swimming is sounds incredibly boring. So I will counter you with water polo.
Oh yeah, I mean water polo would be sweet. That would be incredibly difficult. You know, that would be an amazing workout, and a lot of that teamwork that we're looking for, that includes the swimming. So I mean, maybe we came to a good compromise there on the resolution for you. Not sure how many water polo teams exist in our area, but there has to be one in like the greater metropolitan area of this state that we're in. I mean, there's got to be one somewhere. You're probably going to, if you go travel to play, you're probably going to get destroyed by every other team that, you know, is from sunnier states, but you're going to have a heck of a time doing it. And you're probably going to get your legs scratched under the water. Yeah. Your swim trunks.
I was going to say, I'm going to have to grow up my, I'm going to have to grow up my toenails to, because that's what you do. You grow out your toenails so that as you're treading water and kicking, you can slice and claw people and, you know, hopefully cut their Achilles or something. So
it's absolutely brutal.
Oh no, it is. It's, I've played water polo before, just like not on an official team, but you know, where I swam, I was in water all the time. It was bound to happen. Yeah, it's absolutely, anything under the water goes, man. And it is not a fun time when you're getting kicked by six different guys in every different direction. So, maybe I played myself on that one by trying to switch to water polo, but you know, one way or the other, I'll end up back in the pool. That's for certain.
Yeah, and you're gonna get that teamwork aspect that we're looking for. Mm. So we're just keeping you away from running, which is the key here.
Yeah, and I have one more for you after this, but this is really the last one that matters to me, and I just want you to remember that this is. This is coming from a friend. You know, this is coming from a guy who he's got your back, and he wants you the best out of you. And if you saw Porter at any point through this year, go back and watch some of the YouTube videos. You'll remember that he had quite the stash, and you know he's got a little bit of a stash now. He's got a little scruff growing in as well. But I want you to just really embrace the full beard life. It's phenomenal. I've been rocking the beard now for, well, going on a good few years. I can't even remember when it started as a No Shave November and just kind of stuck. And it's phenomenal. They call it a man's makeup because it works wonders for a face. And look, you had the stash, you were like 20% there. Get a derma roller, whatever you got to do. Get that beard growing in. Let's see what you can come up with, because you know you're a handsome fellow. You got a beard on there, it's game over.
Well, I've seen those ads on Instagram for that thing that you can apparently. Yeah, that's my issue. Like we did get a little bit thicker this year. You know,
we're getting there.
We started to get this piece between you know sideburn and mustache area. The cheek, you know, was really thin. It is a little bit thicker this year. But yeah, I'm still nowhere near the thickness, the volume that I would need. And I have, you know, those things are sharp. Have you ever done one of those before? The roller things?
I've never had. I've been shaving since seventh grade, so I've been cursed in the facial hair area. I do know, like scientifically, somehow they do work if you use them right. But I can't, you know, personally speak to their effectiveness there.
I mean, they're sharp, though. I think that's what it is. Like, it's just cutting the new pores or something. I mean, I have no idea what is actually happening. But I do believe that I once tried it, and it was a terrible experience, very painful. And don't think I'll be willing to go through that. You know, I am really good at the neared for some reason. Like, that's my strongest area.
The nudes come in real nice.
I mean, that's such a curse, right? Like, it's itchy. It looks stupid. And when you've got an Adam's apple that can bench 450 like I do, you know, it's impossible to shave around. So it also becomes a hazard because you feel like if you nick that thing with a razor, you're just going to cut your air cord and just be gone.
Yeah, I got a special for Christmas. I got a special beard trimmer this year. I'm thrilled about it because yeah, the beard is a fight, and to like actually get out the old shaving cream and razor is a, you know, nobody wants to be doing that. So there's I'm well known to rock a slight beard, but I feel like I can, you know, it kind of blends in because I got a lot more facial hair up here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, don't rock the beard. Add that onto your list. No beard, okay. Get a beard, and
can you imagine you just clean shaven and only neck? That would be amazing. Like, I can't even imagine that.
That's
like,
brutal. Yeah, do
what
not.
Kind of person? I mean, let me Google this.
That goes out to all of our listeners. For any of you, you're like, man, I really wish these guys would come together and think of a resolution for me, and the resolution for all of you gentlemen, obviously ladies, if this applies to you, then you as well, but particularly the men, clean up the neck. All right. Do not rock the neared only, especially.
This is such a heinous thing that I just Googled it to see. I Googled like neared only, no beard, and I can't even find any results.
Well, it doesn't even exist online.
Style that has not even been done. So maybe I'll have to take that to the AI generator later and see what we can find there. But it's funny that you brought up facial hair for your resolution for me, because I as well am going to be doing that for you as soon as I can find my screen share option here. For some reason, it is not.
As long as this is to not to just shave entirely, you know, I don't think I'm ready for that yet. I see pictures of me pre-beard, you know, like as I was dating my wife in the early stages of marriage, and I'm like, who is that little child?
All right.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I took the liberty here of creating two soul patch scenarios for you, which is my third and final resolution. I want to see Blake with the soul patch this year. And so let me describe this to our audio listeners. On the left, top left here, we have sideburns, no mustache, soul patch Blake, which, you know, I think is a great look, but it is definitely not my top choice when we have bottom right, mustache with the soul patch look. You've got the thickness to just have an amazing soul patch. And I think it is it's about dang time that you know, for a little bit. I'm not saying this is a whole year thing. I think this is like a 1 month out of the year, you know, maybe summer. And you just go down to the soul patch. You know, you keep your face nice and cool.
Yes, and a soul patch for summer, as they say.
It's a good look.
Look, I'm looking at that bottom right one now with the mustache and the soul patch. And I don't hate it, really.
It looks sweet. It kind of looked like Post Malone.
I was gonna counter with just chops, like just rock the chops.
Chops would be sick.
But the soul patch might have to be the move. If anybody has ever had a beard and they've shaved, they know that when you shave, you absolutely go through and shape and cut into the different stages. You know, you take your beard and you go into a goatee, and then you cut into just the stash. But if I ever decide maybe I'll just rock the soul patch for a day or two, get, you know, really feel it out, see what it makes me feel like.
I mean, sideburns, soul patch, and mustache, I feel like is just too powerful, but that could also be a good look. I should have come up with a third possibility where the sideburns connect to the mustache, which is clean shaven around your chin and only has the soul patch in the middle. That could have been maybe the almighty look for you.
So kind of chops, sure, but with a soul patch. I mean, yeah. Look, I don't know if anybody's done that before. We could really be onto something here.
No, the best is like the colonial sideburns, you know? Like, they got the Abraham Lincoln.
Where they just go straight all the way down there? Is that?
Yeah. I mean, that actually, you know, reminds me of a story. It's actually my wife's grandpa. He lives next to this guy that just has these like thick, you know, like colonial sideburns. I don't think he has a single hair growing out of the scalp, but for some reason, like, the sideburns are just, you know, strong. They're on point. Maybe he's got like a nice comb over do on the top, but there was one night that we were staying over at his house, at her grandpa's house, and I was using the kitchen sink to brush my teeth, and lo and behold, the kitchen windows lined up, and I stared straight into the eyes of Mr. Sideburns as I was brushing my teeth, and he was looking right back. And yeah, I mean, sideburns is a great look. So that soul patch, you might be unstoppable.
Yeah, look, I'll definitely put it on the list of things to look at for 2024. I might have to get the approval from the old wife there, as she might not be seen out in public with me. But
you could Civil War cosplay, isn't that what you've always wanted to do?
I've been waiting for the opportunity to. Like, I just don't fit in, you know? And so I think that if I give myself the old colonial chops, as they say.
don't fit in. That, yeah. And the little hat. Which side are you choosing? Are you going north or south?
Oh, my God. I choose south. What are you talking about? So are you a huge racist? Like,
that was a trick question. You passed. I'm glad. I wanted to throw that one to you quick and see what happened. So you stepped up to the plate. You hit that one out of the park. Good job on your answer there.
Look, but look, truthfully, as long as I have a powdered wig, man, I'm good. So,
I mean, you don't even care what you're fighting for as long as you look colonial.
Yeah, that's a good question because they do the Civil War reenactments. How do they choose who's on the South?
Oh yeah, I bet that's like the last people drafted.
They They're just like, go like into the Deep South where people are you know, still a little racist, and they're just like, hey, do you want to come fight in the Civil War again? Do you want your slaves back? And they're like, oh, let's do it. They don't realize it's just like for fun.
I mean, yeah, because yeah, you're right, because the people that do that, you know, they kind of sew their own costumes and stuff. Like,
oh yeah, they're into it.
Maybe, you know, a way we could make this country a little bit better, we find those people that are choosing to suit up on that team and you know, we just sit them down and have a good talk with them and make sure that they are,
yeah,
you know,
we need stepping to. Every year, let's do a giant, every state has a giant Civil War reenactment. Anybody who shows up for the South, straight to jail. Just don't even ask any questions. Be like, you know what, guy, you're not a good guy. Let's throw you in prison.
He's like, I swear, this is all just about, you know.
It was a hand-me-down from my grandfather.
I couldn't even tell you what else that war was fought for because I know that was the number one issue. So
yeah,
definitely an interesting debate that I didn't see us getting into. I think we solved a human rights issue as well. So, you know, shout out to us. Both of us, you know, would be comrades for the North.
Absolutely, yeah.
And heroes.
North, yeah, North through and through. Well, I got one more for you, Porter, and this is one that it just came to me as we were talking, and so maybe you can kind of help flesh out the full idea here, as this is something that I think you're going to agree with, truthfully. And as I'm looking at the wonderful hats that we have on here, the PM and the AM hat, I got a wonderful PM and the AM hoodie, and I know that you've started up a little side hustle of selling some. Fantasy football apparel and whatnot on the side. I want you to be able to make this, you know, a full time thing. I want you to be rolling in the cash. I want you to really dedicate yourself to clothing and apparel. I think you got a future in it. All right, I think you're bright.
I mean, I appreciate that. You know, I wish I could. I wish I had the same hope. I kind of ran out of design options and ideas. And I mean, hopefully we could sell a lot of merch for the podcast, but I mean, that's definitely down the road. So
yeah. So look, if you want to help Porter's New Year's resolution come true, support the pod, send us a true. DM. You know, you want to buy a hoodie, a hat, whatever it is. We can make that happen. And really you're helping Porter check one of his resolutions off, which this is really up to you, listeners. So don't fail him.
We got to do we'll do some sort of an Instagram story or something where we have the listeners send us in a couple of resolutions for see what they got, see if anybody's willing to fire away at us with see what they say, you know. Hopefully it's all cordial, but you never know, being on
yeah,
the internet.
If it's not, make a second account and do it that way, because if my feelings are hurt, we'll just block you.
Straight up. I think that about wraps it up for me. Blake, you got anything else for the listeners on the way out today?
No, I don't. I think I just hope they have a good new year. Maybe send us in your resolutions as well. Whatever it is, have a thrilling 2024, and keep listening to the pod.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in this week, and we will catch you next time.
Peace out.